Welcome to Texas!
He's a 10.
I choose this family.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 110 of 911 Lone Star Roundup. I'm one of your hosts, Katie, and with me are my lovely co-hosts, Grace and EJ.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Today we will be talking about season 7, episode 4 of 911 titled Buck, Bothered, and Bewildered, which is also the 100th episode of 911. Yay.
Yay.
Yes. So excited. So happy.
I know. But before we get to all that and what entails in this episode, we did get like a little bit of news, or I guess a lot bit of news. 911 has been renewed for an 8th season.
8th season.
Ahead of the 100th episode.
Wow.
Which is very exciting.
Really happy. Yeah.
I remember. Awesome.
We got so quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. I remember.
We've had to wait so long in the past.
I remember when it got renewed. It was like last Tuesday. Well, not this, like, obviously the Tuesday before we're recording this, so not the Tuesday before this episode airs, like a couple days ago Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday, if that makes sense. I screenshotted so fast and sent it to you guys.
Yeah,
and that was how excited. I first heard about it.
Yeah,
was through your text. I was like, yes. Yay! Because and I'm honestly so glad with everything that happened in this episode that they did announce like that it was continued, because I don't know, there's just something so special about watching the rest of this, like knowing you're going to be watching the rest of the season with that knowledge in mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's very like, it makes it just like so much more, it's just nice to like be watching the rest of the season, especially being with it being short, knowing we're getting an 8th full season. So
right.
Mm-hmm. I'm especially very happy.
We have so many amazing cast members and we want to have storylines for everyone. And, you know, I know with the writer's strike, they cut it down and I understand that. And it's just, yeah. So it's exciting that we're going to get an 8th season, that we're guaranteed at least another 18 episodes, which will be awesome. So,
I didn't even know it had been confirmed to be a full season. I just heard.
Well, I mean, a standard 911 season is 18 episodes. So that's what I was just kind of thinking. It's like, we're probably going to get at least 18. Yeah. And with it being on ABC, they might add 19 or 20 or more.
Yeah. Oh, I will never complain.
Yeah, agreed. But yeah, let's get to the actual episode. So we got like our little Bachelor crossover in the beginning. I'm not gonna lie, when I was watching
this, was
the
so
first
unhinged
time, it was cheesy and a little cringy. It was just like a little bit cringy, over the top, like, and just like even compared to the actual like show Bachelor and Bachelorette, I thought it was very I don't know, it was just very like over the top and cringy. Like,
it was very staged, more so than the Bachelor ever is. And I used to watch the Bachelor, I don't anymore, but I used to, and
I used to like years ago when it and stuff. But yeah, it was very just like staged. And I didn't necessarily think like the host and the actual Bachelor were cringy. It was these women. Mm-hmm. And like,
oh,
it's not
gosh,
like they're from the Bachelor. They're not affiliated with the Bachelor at all. They were literally actresses that have been in plenty of other things. And I hate to feel like this, but like I'm sorry. They like literally, I don't know if this was just the role, but they literally couldn't act. I hate to be like that, but like, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I actually thought that was deliberate.
Maybe
I actually thought it was deliberate, like showcase the absurdity of reality TV. I actually thought it was very deliberate. Because it was so, considering the like quality of 911 acting, and considering, you know, the Bachelor is such a, you know, prestigious, I guess, or like well-known figure in the reality TV market. I'm like, I feel like they were, you know, I feel like they were deliberately poking fun at themselves.
Very well,
that was my perspective on it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
But it was very cool. Didn't even know these weren't the actual actresses, but I'm glad for their sakes they worked.
Right. I looked it up because I was like, this acting is so bad. It can't, like, I'm like, it's either going to be like, no, they're trying acting for the first time, or it's going to be like, these are literally paid actors. So that was interesting. And I don't know, I feel like, yeah, they were trying to like show the elements of the show, and I was just like, okay. But anyways, so then this girl walks up and she has this stuff in her hand that says glue on it, and she makes some like cheesy corny line about like being stuck on him, and I'm like, and then she lose herself to the driveway. But even before that, the producers are noticing that she's not one of the girls that they've screened. So they're
And
like,
she
where'd
also
she come
drove the
from?
limo that she came in.
Yeah, that's a
Great. She didn't
big
have a
red
driver. She drove
flag.
the limo.
Yeah, that's a big, big, big red flag. And they find out she's a crazy super fan. So, and like they're trying to get her unstuck from the driveway, and her skin is literally coming up too. So it's like, oh, that's not good. So, of course, like they call 911. Maddie takes the call, and it's like someone glued themselves to the Bachelor Mansion. You can already tell that she is like, did you just say
She's
Bachelor Mansion? She's like
like
totally
so, and
fangirling.
Josh perks up like a
Right,
dog
Josh.
that just heard it, the treat bag. Like, and
Yes.
that's her,
I
like,
loved
you
it.
said what?
And it's like they're telling Maddie the address, and she's like, oh, I know the address. And I'm just like, girl. And then Maddie is like mouthing to Josh, like, it's Jesse Palmer, the host, and like on the phone, and like she's asking if this woman is breathing. And it's like, oh, she's fine. She won't shut up. And this is when Josh takes over Maddie's call, and she's like, what are you doing? He's like, pulling rank. And he takes over her freaking
It's like,
like,
oh,
of course
Josh.
he did. Josh,
I love the
baby, come
flex. I love the flex of being the
on.
boss. Like, yes, go off. And they're like,
Is this the first time we've seen Josh this season?
No, I think we saw him and thought we
Did
did, maybe not. I can't remember. I'd
we?
have to look.
This is the best entrance for him to come back. That's what I
Right.
was going with. I'm not sure. I
I'm
actually
not,
don't
I'm
remember if he was in the
unsure. I'd
cruise.
have to look it up,
I
but
don't think
I.
he was in the cruise episodes,
Yeah,
but.
'cause those are like very Bobby and Athena focused and like 118 focused. I don't know, but it was great. And they were like trying to get info on who's the bachelor, because like if anybody doesn't watch the show, basically like nobody knows, like America or the world doesn't know who the bachelor is until like the season's airing. So basically they film those, like the whole show, like they film it like just say in a sort of months, and then once the bachelor or bachelorette picks whoever they're gonna like pick, like they basically these people have to be in hiding, like they can't go anywhere, especially together, because then people will know. So it's very undercover and stuff, which is so interesting. And I feel like it's like that for a lot of reality TV anyways, but especially for like that franchise.
And then they like watch the entire series, like, before they announce that it's months of waiting and being in hiding.
And it's like, yeah, it's crazy if you think about it. And I
Well,
love. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, I used to watch it, and oftentimes, like, because we had The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, so oftentimes they would pick one of the guys that didn't get picked for The Bachelorette. He would be the next Bachelor sometimes,
Yes, I think
or
that's what
vice
happened with
versa.
Joey.
And so, yeah, so that's why I think Chim and Maddie are like, Chim's like, it's Joey.
He's like,
Please, I am
yeah.
living for Madney sitting down after their long shifts watching reality TV show together. Like, Jian's gone to bed, and they're like, oh, let's have quality time. And they're watching Bachelorette. I love this.
But yeah, it was very interesting. But I yeah this was and then the whole like Chim on the phone with Maddie, yeah, those were priceless scenes, just saying.
I
I'm so
know,
glad
I
we got
know.
that Maddie and Josh, like the promo phone. I'm so glad we got that in this scene of them just like, oh, at the camera.
Yeah, because it was funny because, like, Chim has like his little moment because he's like, oh, it's Joey. And so, like, him and Maddie watch. And then, like, it was so cringy, but it was also kind of funny at the same time when the other girls were like, if we don't get lucky at the mansion, then maybe we'll get lucky at the firehouse. And Eddie's like, I'm taken. He's not. And I'm like, what do you mean? And Buck just like, finally, 7 seasons later, got some common sense and implemented the no dating people I meet on calls rule. And I'm like, finally, finally, it's about damn
Finally, took
time.
7 seasons.
Finally. Oh my God. But I'm also, you know what? That is some growth. I am so happy.
Yes, yeah.
And
Yeah.
also, like, even if he didn't mean it, definitely imply it, like, apply it here.
Yeah, 'cause drama.
But thankfully, it seems like he means it. But even if he didn't apply it in this situation, I don't think he wanted to mess with any of that.
Yeah. And like, so basically, they can't get this girl off the driveway without basically cutting the driveway, which honestly, I didn't really, when I'm watching this, I don't really care anything about that part of the call. I mostly just care about everyone else's reactions. So like that kind of takes like the back burner for me, because then Chim gets a call and we already know even before he looks at it that it's Maddie and she wants info. And it's funny because like
Tim camera,
before,
Tim
before it's funny though, because before like Josh is like, who did you send there? Like, and she, did you send like the closed fire station? She's like, yeah, something like that. She sends the 118 there,
She's like,
knowing,
more or less.
yeah, more or less,
More or
knowing that
less.
for a purpose, for a purpose, she
Of
did that.
course.
And she's like asking,
Alas.
she's like, oh, is it stunning? Like, and her and Josh want to know who the bachelor is, and they're pressuring him. He's like, guys, calm down. Like,
Right.
and like after some convincing, he turns it around, but then it's so obvious.
Oh, it's so obvious. And
I'm
then
just
Joey
like,
sees him too.
Chim. And then he actually finds the actual girl who obviously was knocked out with chloroform. And I was like, that was a whole interesting thing. And the only thing I have to compare it to is on The Rookie when they had a crossover with American Idol. And basically, what happened is with that one, is like two of the cops, they got like called to like where whatever the American Idol set, and like the person they were arresting like broke in or whatever, and so basically they left their bag there, so one of the officers had to go in and retrieve the bag, and they thought she was auditioning, and she actually can sing because I'm pretty sure she won Canadian American Idol, like when she was younger,
That's even better.
so like she actually sang. And it was so funny. Like, so that's like the only thing I have to compare it
Yeah,
to in this round of
right.
things. It's something.
And I
But
also
yeah.
thought it was funny in this kind of scene area too, where when Buck, I think Buck picks up the bottle of glue to smell it, and then he hands it to Eddie, and Eddie smells it. They're like, yeah, this is, we don't have anything on the truck that's, gonna break up this strong stuff or whatever. And he's like, why are you guys both huffing it? And then like Buck gets all excited because he gets to use the jackhammer. I was like, that is so Buck.
But
Because
yeah, the
they have
that's
to
a
break up
boy.
the that's Buck. And it's funny because I kind of have always viewed Eddie and Buck as like the muscle of the crew. Like,
Oh
Bobby's the
yeah.
captain. We've got Hen and Chim that are more paramedics, and then we get the muscle from them. Yeah, I'm just yeah.
That
Ugh,
all of them
this is
have
good.
brains and brawn, but there's like
Right.
uneven. There's certain assets. They definitely carry like the a little bit more of the brawn, and Hen and Chim are the brains a little bit. Did you just read what I said in the
Yes.
chat? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it. But then Tommy is showing Buck around the harbor station, and Buck said how he just wanted to like see the place during the day when they weren't stealing one. And Tommy
That's
is
a good
like,
comparison.
yeah. Tommy is like, come on, you didn't call me just because you just wanted to see the toys. And
But the boys love their toys, just saying.
that is true. He thinks Buck is thinking about changing things up, and Buck's like, no, I like where I am. He says how the, like, the night that they stole the chopper was the most fun he had since getting struck by lightning. And it's
Leave
like,
it to
dude,
Buck.
leave it to Buck. Your
And
excitement.
Tommy's just there like, that just is how I don't forget what exactly he said, but he was like, He's
you
like,
say what?
you need to up your something, kid. And that's what I was like, I think, did
You
he
need
say
to
kid?
set a higher bar. Yeah.
Set a higher bar, kid, or something like
I know
that.
that was funny. I saw like a TikTok today that was like basically with the song 80s Mercedes from Mary Morris that was like 90s baby with Buck with my 80s boyfriend with Tommy.
He's definitely at least 10 years older than Buck, I'm
I
sure.
like that though.
Yeah, me
It
too.
was just so funny. I was like, oh, okay, I like this.
90s baby,
Yeah.
in my 80s, Mercedes.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm just like, Buck, yeah, you need to, like, I don't know, be careful of your hobbies, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
But Buck asked Tommy, like, how he got into flying. And Tommy says how he was actually a pilot in the army. And I was like, okay, here we go. This makes sense why him and Eddie are bonding a little bit.
And
And I love that little bit of like backdrop too. I know, yeah, because we've never really gotten that before.
Right.
All we've seen Tommy in before has been Begins episodes,
Right.
which I actually rewatched Chimney Begins before we got on. So I am fresh off my Tommy knowledge right now. But yeah, no, we never got that before. So I love that we got like a little tidbit.
Yeah, and Tommy's like, yeah, he mentioned that, and
Oh yeah,
Buck's
because
like,
Buck brings Eddie up into every conversation that he ever
he's like, oh
has.
yeah, Eddie within the army too.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah,
So was
I think I texted you guys that at least when the promo of this scene came out, it was like, of course, Buck can't last 1 minute without talking about his husband.
Elvis. Yes.
It. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. But then Buck's like, actually, like saying how he met an ex at the helicopter crash, and I'm sitting here like, not a
Oh my
Taylor
God.
Kelly mention. We
I was
cannot get
like,
free
when
of
did.
this woman.
Gosh, yeah, I know.
Like, can we ever go one season without having to hear about her? I'm
Do
sorry.
you want to know what the funny thing is? I totally forgot it was Taylor. So I'm sitting here going, not Allie, not
Right.
Natalia,
See, Allie
not
was a,
Abby.
yeah. Right?
And then I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, right. Of course, how did I
Right.
forget
That
Taylor when she was
one.
the one I hated most out of all of them?
Right.
I
Right.
just forgot how she came into the show.
Nope.
Same. Not me. And my brain be like, eh, it's just the redheads I don't really like for him.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. A little slander there, but that's okay. And
We
then Buck mentioned
love our redheads, but the redheads of the show
the
can be
redheads
very
of
9-1-1.
nine. I'm not really a fan of. No fun. And then
Yeah.
Buck mentions like this new rule he's implemented. Finally, three times around, he learned his lesson of not dating people he saves on calls because it never ends well. And it's always like the people that you save are always infatuated, and then they like fall in love with you, and it's just like that's not real. Like that's not
Yeah, it's
right.
hero worship in a way.
Yes,
It
that's
is.
the
It
term.
is. Yeah, I
Yeah,
was trying to
for
think what it
sure.
was. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah,
Yeah, because that's
I was like,
exactly what it
not
is.
it's not hero complex. Then I was like, oh, worship, hero worship. No,
Yeah,
and
'cause I've seen it on every single show,
it's
and I'm
weird,
just
and it
like,
creates a weird like power dynamic, and it's odd, and it doesn't last.
right,
Yeah.
exactly. Buck says like he's saying how like I guess it would be different, and Tommy mentions that there's no rule that Buck can't get certified and just fly
Right.
on his days off. Tommy's like, that's what I do, and
Yeah.
he's like, I'll give you lessons, and then Eddie
I'm like
rolls
here.
up.
I'm like I'm here. I'm here for this. And then Eddie.
Oh
Eddie
yeah,
rolls
because
up in
he,
his
yeah,
truck,
because
and
Buck
he.
offers to get him a beer, and yeah,
There's
Eddie's
Eddie.
like, it's like, sorry, can't go. I got plans.
He's like rain check.
Yeah, and so like Eddie rolls up at the perfect moment, and he's like actually showing up right now, and he
Right, his
thinks,
plans.
yeah, and then Eddie gets excited. He's like, wait, you got 3 tickets? And Tommy's like, no, and
And
he's like,
he got so excited too. He's like, you got
right.
three tickets? Oh,
I'm
God.
like, calm down, sir. And then he's like, Buck, you're not thinking of jumping ship. And Buck mentions how he's keeping his op options fluid. And I'm like, here we go.
Foreshadowing. Yeah.
Foreshadowing for sure. And it's like, okay, here we go with jealous Buck, because you see Buck's face in the scene and you're like,
Yeah, because then they start going off, and it was funny because part of this scene was shown, like as released early, and I
right,
didn't,
preview.
yeah, they didn't share how Buck or Eddie and Tommy left, but then like Buck's like, they start walking to the helicopter. He's like, wait a second, you guys aren't driving? He goes, it's not here, it's in Vegas. So they were flying in a helicopter to Vegas, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe there's not some Eddie Tommy stories out there about like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Just say,
Oh
I
my gosh.
don't
I'm like,
know.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm just here watching the scene. I'm being like, these guys are really trying to balance a husband and a new boyfriend all at the same time, and they have no idea what's going on.
Right. Right.
Yes. So then we get Athena and Bobby woken up by some delicious smells, apparently. And they go downstairs or whatever to see what is going on. And apparently Harry is cooking them waffles. And I'm not gonna lie, the first time I ever saw the scene, I look up and I go, damn, Harry got old. I
Yeah. Well,
was
because
like,
we
what?
didn't
Yeah.
know that they were
Voodoo, voodoo.
recasting him.
Okay, yeah. So I had heard that basically they asked the original actor of Harry to come back and he declined to return and stuff, which I understand. And basically, so like them recasting them, which I feel like they just, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of feel like they just pulled this out of their ass and then they kind of went with it. Because I get the symbolism, but like I'm also like I feel like they wanted the original actor to come back and then he said he wouldn't come back, so then they had to think of a storyline to make it make sense, which I'm okay with. Like I really this isn't the storyline in the episode that I'm really focused on, so I don't really care as much.
So I think it's a good like background storyline, and I'm not upset at the recasting necessarily. It's too bad they couldn't get the original one back. But he wanted to move on to other things. Understandable, he was a child actor on the show. That happens to a lot of child actors. And actually, the actor that they got to replace him is actually about the same age. He just looks older. And
I
actually,
was
I can look
like,
at him and see like he they're actually I feel like they recast well. I could see young Harry growing up through this.
I feel like
Okay.
age-wise, it
Personally.
doesn't make as sense because according to like what I've looked up, he's supposed to be 15. He does not look 15.
He
He
looks
the
doesn't.
last time we saw Harry, he was in freaking middle school, and here we are. And I'm like, what the hell just
It's only
happened?
been like a year and
It's
a
only been
half.
a year, but like I swear to God, in the last season Harry was in, they were talking about middle school.
Yeah,
And I'm like, this is
that's fair.
weird. I just,
I
it's
forgot
very
how
weird.
old Harry was supposed to be, but yeah, he doesn't look 15, but oh well.
I'm like, I'll get
Oh
over it. It's
well.
a background character that's hardly going to be in the show, so I
Right.
really don't
I'm
care
just glad they didn't
as much.
overall cut Harry. Like, because.
And I liked how they did this with the whole, like, first off, the whole fandom was freaking out because Bobby and Athena were sleeping on the wrong sides of the bed.
I didn't even
Wait,
notice
really?
that.
Yeah, the last few times we've seen them in bed, Bobby's been where Athena was, and Athena was on the other side. So
Oh
it's
my
just funny they
God. Oh,
flip
you're
flop. So
right.
people have made comments about that.
I wouldn't have known that if you didn't mention anything. It's
I did
just
not
like,
notice.
who the hell cares? I'm sorry,
Right.
but like, who
Some, yeah.
cares?
And then they were talking, just how Athena coming out, and she's like, it takes a second for her to recognize her son. So it's kind of like a way of, because I remember watching Switched at Birth.
Yeah,
No,
I
not
watched that
Switched at Birth.
too. The Fosters.
The
Yeah,
Fosters,
that
when they
one.
recast one of the
Okay,
sons.
that was weird.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. The original actor didn't come back, or they had some issues with the original actor, so they
Oh,
recast him
yeah.
really quick.
He got in legal trouble, so they had to, like, since it was like a family show, they had to, like, he got like a in a hit and run, so they had no other choice since it was a family show, they had to. And like those are like known rules, like the whole time that show was filming, that like if you got in trouble, you were out.
So this was kind of it was kind of nice how they wrapped it up. But then like you could definitely tell when like he's getting them to sit down to breakfast, like Bobby, you could tell is kind of very skeptical about all the stuff he's saying.
I know, because it's like very odd. Like Michael is somehow in Haiti, which isn't like too outlandish, but it's also like that sort of is kind of weird. But what was weird is that, like, I don't know. It was just very weird the way Harry was explaining things. And
And Athena's happy enough to see her son that she's not really focusing on any of that. She's obviously missed Harry. But like Bobby, and I was actually seeing a comparison earlier. Because in season two, when Harry knew he was going to get in trouble, he cooked waffles for Athena because they're her
I
favorite.
forgot about that.
That's right. Oh
And
my
Bobby has
gosh.
made French toast when he knew he was trying to get away with something. I think it might have been the treasure hunt. And so they will like cook for her when they're trying to like win her over. And so I feel like he
Buttercup.
saw this boy pulling out the waffles and he's like, "What did you do?"
I forgot about that. Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was a bit odd, but I don't know. It was weird. But then we get another weird call. Well, we get a weird call, in whatever, these people in a restaurant, they're literally standing by the sink and they hear voices coming and they think it's in the sink, but it's actually coming from the drain, we find out later. So the 118 shows up. We see Buck, Eddie, and Ravi, and Buck is like questioning Eddie. He's like asking about the trip, like how long did it take you to get there? Like an hour. And Robbie is like, you took a chopper to Vegas. And Buck keeps
They're just
asking
annoying
so
Rafi.
many questions. And this is when I love the
He's so
end of like
jealous.
them talking. And
Yeah.
Robbie's like, who's Tommy? And it's like, Robbie,
Right?
bestie, we have so much
So,
information
I
to
know.
catch you up on.
Like,
Like, let's sit
bro.
down and have a chat.
He's really
And
just sitting there like, I want to go back to Beach. I know. He's like, I've missed
Robbie
so much
sucked
today.
there.
But he's also probably like the fandom. Like, who's Tommy?
Who's Tommy?
I know.
Because
Like most
the
people forgot about Tom. So.
I feel like, okay, I'm not gonna lie. I knew who Tommy was, but I also there were like in Bobby Begins and Hen Begins and Chim Begins, there were all these other firefighters that were there at the time. And I like there was that one that Bobby fired, and I was like, wait, which one did he
Saul.
fire?
Saul.
Yeah, I couldn't
Yeah.
remember. So like when we first saw
A lot
Tommy,
of
I
people
was
were
like,
getting
wait.
them mixed up. They're like, oh
Yeah.
wait, no, they're making like the homophobic racist one Buck's boyfriend. It's like, no. Or before that was it, they were like, oh, they're bringing him back. It's like, no, Saul was the one. Tommy was part of the good old boys club. And I'm saying this having just come off watching Chim Begins, which Tommy is heavily featured in. He was part of the good old boys club there, but he wasn't definitely not one of the main like perpetrators or aggravators.
Wasn't he one of the
Right.
first ones to like step up and stand up for Hen, or like at least
I
like hold his hand
I
out and kind of like give her the support that
think
she
so.
needed?
I believe so.
I'm
That
still
sounds
working in
familiar.
I'm still working through Hen Begins, so I haven't quite reached the part where like that happens. But in
I'm
Chim
pretty
Begins,
sure. I'm
Chimney
pretty
saves
sure.
his life in Chim Begins, which I totally want this to be referenced later, I'll be honest. I want this to be referenced at some point later this season if they wind up like talking with Tommy.
Well,
But
it's gonna
he
have to, but if that's the case, because I totally forgot about that, but like this is why Chim keeps calling Tommy for favors.
Literally.
You owe
And that would
me.
also explain why they're still like in contact even when Tommy leaves, because they became pretty good friends after Chim saved his life when Chim was still a rookie. So yeah, it's definitely very interesting. I'll have more to think on once I finish watching the Begins episodes. But yeah, no, he was part of that club, which was a very like dubious old boys club, but like he was kind of just going along with stuff more than he was an actual like perpetrator.
Okay.
Yeah. And so basically, through like security cameras, they figure out that the voice is coming from the sewer on the streets, essentially, which is under the sink. And I just love Buck mentioning, well, I saved a baby from inside some pipes before. Like the callback,
Oh
the
my
callback.
God. Yes, the
A
callbacks to
season
season
one
one
callback.
callback. Like that
Oh
was
my God.
pilot episode callback.
Yes,
Mm-hmm.
yes. I remember that. Oh my
We've
God.
been getting so many season two callbacks. It's so nice to see a season one callback,
Yeah,
honestly.
we've needed
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And after, like, or while they're getting, like, because they're, it's like, who's gonna go down? And Buck and Eddie both stare at Robbie. And so, like, while they're, that whole thing's happening, Buck is grilling Eddie. And he's
Oh my
clearly
gosh.
jealous. And then Eddie asks Buck, like, what he's doing on Wednesday. And Buck is like, I'm free, thinking he's the one that Eddie's gonna start making plans with. But no, he's like, oh, can you babysit?
Because he wants to go do something with Tommy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think Buck thought he was like going to be included in the plans
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
he'd already
Yeah.
mentioned that he was doing something with Tommy, and I was like, oh, that was cold.
That
That was
was
cold,
so,
Eddie.
yeah,
That was cold.
and I love how Robbie is like down in the sewer, and they're just talking away, and
My
Robbie's
God.
like, "Hello, still down
Still
here?"
I know, I
Like
loved it.
Robbie,
It
oh
was
my
so funny.
God, it was
Sorry,
so
Robbie,
funny.
you're getting some issues today. You're gonna have your dads are fighting right now.
You're trying to fight. For real.
Oh, we love
I'm
it.
sorry, Robbie. You still have probie issues right now.
Yeah.
Although technically, I don't think he's a Proby anymore. I'm pretty
No,
sure
he's
they know.
not, but he's still the most recent addition to the 118 that's still there. So,
That's true. That's true.
he'll always be the Proby until there's a new one.
So then Buck goes to talk to Maddie about Tommy and Eddie. And Buck apparently, so this is after he babysat, like the next day. Buck is talking about how, according to Christopher, Tommy's been over 3 times, and he's like, Eddie just met the guy like 2 weeks ago, and Chris thinks he's so cool. And like, Buck's so jealous. He's just like, Chris thinks
He's
he's so
so jealous.
cool. And Maddie's like, didn't you say you thought Tommy was cool? And Buck's like, he is. He flew them right into a hurricane and landed on a belly of a capsized cruise ship, and saying, like, you have to admit that is cool. And Maddie's like, I don't dispute that, but you guys are pretty cool. You went inside a capsized cruise ship. And Buck's like, try telling that to Chris. He thinks he likes Tommy because he works the controls. And Buck's like, Chris, it's not a video game. That's like any 13-year-old boy.
Right.
Like
True.
any teenage boy thinks it's so cool. Like that kind of stuff. And Maddie's like, because it's harder than a video game. And Buck's like, my point is, he's made an impression in a short amount of time. And Maddie is like, you got a lot of intel for one night of babysitting. And Buck says how Chris wouldn't stop talking about Tommy. And Maddie's like, Chris wouldn't, or you were pressing him for information.
She's
And Buck,
so onto his shit.
she knows his shit at this
Oh yeah.
point.
And at this point it's kind of like, this is so like divorced parents grilling their kid about like the other parents' like new dating relationships and stuff.
Yes, it
It's
really
so
is.
that I'm like, oh my gosh.
But yeah, and Buck's like, I didn't have to. Eddie on his fridge has a day calendar and has like some abbreviation for like a basketball thing with Tommy on it, a basketball game that like first responders on the west side set up. Eddie has asked Buck to go before, but Buck doesn't like basketball. So he's never wanted to go. And Buck's like, yeah, but now he's going with Tommy, and it's circled. And Maddie's, I love Maddie because she's like,
Does it
is
circle
a
with a
circle
heart?
with a heart on it?
I love
And then
the
Jessica goes,
emotion. I
she
have
is
seen
like,
a parallel of back to season two when she goes,
I know
what does
exactly
this
what you're gonna
boy crush on
say.
Eddie mean? You're ready to move on from Abby?
I knew that was
And it's like,
coming.
yes, she knows her brother. She has known this boy is a little fruity since long before he did.
Oh yeah. And then
He's
I
gonna be like,
love,
you didn't know? I just thought you didn't want to say anything. You didn't know? What all?
or it's like, I was just waiting for you to tell me kind of thing. And then I love when Tim walks in and he's like, who's going with Tommy? And Maddie says Eddie, and Tim makes a comment on how like Tommy took Eddie to a fight in Vegas and how cool he is. And I'm like, Tim, this is not helping the situation.
And you could kind of see Maddie's face behind Buck,
He's like,
shaking her
shut
head,
up.
like, stop, you're not
Stop,
helping.
please,
She's just
please
like,
stop.
you just undid all of my hard work.
Yes. So then we get Bobby and Athena again. This is kind of like, so Bobby is like, talk to Michael. Michael isn't in Haiti, shocker. And Harry told him that he was staying, told Michael that he was staying with friends the night before. Michael had no idea that he was coming here. I'm also like, how did a kid get on a plane to here? There's obviously holes in the story. Like me being like knowing things, I'm just like, I'm just gonna disregard the, any of these things and the legalities of this, but okay, I'm just gonna pretend that I don't know anything. But apparently the police are looking for him, for Harry, and Bobby knows this because they showed up when Bobby was talking to Michael on the phone. And Harry apparently got into a fight, assaulted someone, and there's a warrant for his arrest, and he fled the jurisdiction. And it's like, oh, that is not good. Like, that is not good at all. But yeah, that happened.
Right, which so then Athena's like, but wait, what? Because obviously she's a mom. She doesn't want to believe that her son has done anything wrong. And then when he kind of hears about it, and she's like, now we're going into a torn mama mode where she's like, I'm a cop, but I'm also a mom. And yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a tricky situation.
Yeah. Don't envy her having to deal with all this. And we do see some of the struggle later on in the episode too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And then we get like this 911 call. And I thought this was interesting because it kind of goes with the theme of like what the stuff with Tina and Harry, like not recognizing your child who's now grown, sort of kind of that vibe. Because mm-hmm. this woman has an intruder in her house, and like essentially like she shoots him and it ended up being her son. The woman doesn't know it at this time yeah. because it was more important for her to get treated before learning this information.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I think it was on 911 that there was like another episode where like what, the dad didn't recognize his son, or was it Lone Star? I can't remember. It all blends together.
It was Lone Star.
I was like,
because they had I think it was Crab's Grass or Crab something. It was I'm not coming up with the right word. But it was some other sort of like
oh no, I think it was blindness. Lone Star now that I think about it, because I remember
it Grace, was Lone Star.
I just couldn't remember. It all blends together.
The son was hiding in his closet because his dad didn't recognize him.
Oh yeah.
Because of some remember. What was it? Oh my gosh.
Was that when TK got shot?
No.
No. No, no, no. That was
But that another. Does remind me of it too.
Yeah, it was basically the woman had fallen a couple of days prior and she had some bleeding in the brain that she didn't know about. So she didn't recognize the person in the house. She thought it was an intruder and her son had gotten her a gun. So she shot the guy, not realizing. And so because this was a shooting, Athena had to show up at the scene and they did some like Athena looked at some pictures on the thing and realized the woman that was there, it was her actually her son. And she didn't recognize her son and she'd shot her son. And yeah. I'm like, I know I've seen it in a couple of series where somebody shoots someone. And I think there was a scene in Lone Star, but it might have been in another first responder show that I watch. Was it Blue Bloods, maybe?
Oh, I feel like, no, it's definitely a situation like that did happen in Lone Star because I remember it. It was like a father and son and the kid was hiding.
It was in Lone Star. It definitely was in Lone Star. I'm looking it up right now. I just can't find the name of what the guy had. It was like in season 3.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I'm pretty sure it was in like season 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Comes out that the woman had some sort of it's facial aphasia or something. It's where you don't because of the injury, the brain injury you have, you don't recognize familiar faces.
Yeah. Yeah, it's referred to as face blindness in here.
Okay, yeah.
But that's like the casual name for it. I don't remember if they said like...
And I love that Hen gets to use her medical knowledge because she was like the one that said it's something like, well, it could be this. And I think Jim even chimed in with something, so...
Yeah, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. But then Athena is like confronting Harry about all this stuff because... obviously she finds out what Bobby had told her and obviously she does her own like research or whatever, her own little investigation, and Harry tells Athena how he didn't mean to, but this guy at the store accused him of stealing and he was like upset. He's like and then like they're talking and he's like, oh, you always take the police aside, and like mentions how like what all happened when Michael got pulled over in season 3 episode 5.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Right after.
And like Harry was a lot younger then, so he didn't understand it at the time, mm-hmm. but obviously now he understands a lot more. Yeah. And
well, cuz didn't even Michael confide in Bobby about how he had to it was hard, like he has to teach his son things that most parents don't have to teach their sons.
Yeah,
and like that's something that was that's been done in a lot of shows. Like I remember this one scene in Station 19, one of the firefighters had to sit down his teenage son and be like, So this is what you're supposed to do, like say like your name, but like have your hands up and like just say all this stuff about yourself, like calmly and stuff. Like I've seen it done so many times. And like so Athena is like saying like I didn't take their side, but I did understand their side. And then this is like when Harry just like storms off, which
Athena's
I
not
get.
happy, right? He's upset.
He's upset, but like it's also like we don't, it's like already looking bad. Like when they said he was going to be in trouble with the law, this is not exactly what I was thinking. So yeah, like it's when you flee, you already look guilty, even if you're not guilty.
Right.
So it's
It
not a
never
good
helps
look.
anything.
Yeah. But then Buck in the gym at the station, Eddie is talking to Tommy in the locker room on the phone, and Buck is just staring at him like so jealous. And Buck is like lifting weights unassisted. Like you could tell, like he's just like, I don't know. He's
He
having a
was
moment.
so peacocking. Like,
Yeah. Oh,
seriously.
yeah.
Like that.
And Robbie's like asking Buck if he needs a spot, and Buck's like, no, I'm good. And then Jim calls Buck, is like, did you order something off Amazon Prime? And he says how he did. And then he opens up the box and the basketball. Interesting. For a sport you hate. Okay. And then we get a glimpse of like Eddie on the phone, and it is kind of annoying. Like, I get Buck. I'm like, that is so annoying. And Buck's like trying to talk to Eddie, and Eddie is like clearly not listening to him. He's just engaged in his own little world. And Buck is like just feeling so left out. It's like poor Buck. And then Jim asks what he's got there, and Buck says, what are you doing on Thursday?
Gosh. Like,
And he
and
was
you looks like
just
such a kicked puppy.
right
I
with the
was like,
ball and holding the ball.
someone put like a hit that photo side by side with like a very sad like golden retriever puppy. So I don't
Right.
like find the difference between these two photos. There's no difference.
There's no difference.
It's those.
Yeah, that's something. But then Athena is from the woman call earlier. She has to tell her that she basically, well, she did. She killed her son, sadly. And it's like, this is so sad. And like, the woman didn't even remember Athena from the situation, obviously, with everything going on. And like we mentioned earlier, that's like the scene in Lone Star. And I don't know, it just goes with the themes that they're trying to give off in this episode. That's why I thought it was like good to mention at least.
Yeah, well, and I really like this because Athena showed up in her civilian clothes,
Yes,
which
I
took a
like when
lot
they
of
do that.
stress because, obviously, this woman already has like she's struggling because her son's not calling her and answering the calls. And, she's trying to tell Athena, she's like, oh, I didn't recognize you without your uniform. And it just it I feel like Athena going was she was going having had that conversation with Harry. I think that made her feel like she needs to take some of the pressure off by not wearing her uniform. So I thought that was a really good call on like the show's part of doing that. So she could break it to her as more of a friend and not as a police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Utterly heartbreaking, the whole thing.
It is. It is. So Chim and Buck show up to like the basketball game or whatever you want to call it. And Chim asks why he's now all of a sudden interested. And Buck's like, what do you mean? And Chim says how like Albert and him invited him to like play, like, and he would always pass. And Buck says, like, oh, well, since you love it and we're gonna be brothers-in-law, I thought it might be a good way for us to bond away from the firehouse. And Jim's like, my refrigerator. So we clearly know what he does in his free time.
Right,
And Buck witnesses
typical baby brother.
big typical, exactly. It's like that ticket typical youngest child, I feel like. Yeah, for sure. And Buck's witnessing Eddie and Tommy and whatever romance is going on there.
That's my
Oh my
gosh.
gosh. And Buck's like is acting like it's some sort of coincidence that like they showed up. And Eddie's like, to Chim, how did you talk him into this? He always says no to me. And Chim goes, I have my ways. And I love Chim saying, like,
Chim's just he's just there for
he's
the
eating
drama
it
at this
up.
point.
Yeah.
He's still gonna go home and talk to Maddie, like, listen.
Listen,
Your
here's what
brother is an
happened.
idiot.
Pretty much. I love Chim saying to Bok that, like, I'm your basketball beard. I feel so bonded. And I love how when these pictures dropped and everyone was like, why is half of Oliver's leg covered? And it's like, I'm pretty sure the makeup artist just didn't want to have to cover it up for him to sweat it off.
Well, yeah, I mean,
He
that's
got
a
like a
lot
billion
of.
tattoos.
Well, no, I don't think it was tattoos. I think it was. So we know that was, well, supposedly there's been back and forth with what leg he got hurt and Buck got hurt in the truck thing. I think it was they were covering it up so they didn't have to come up with some sort of scarring for it because he would still have scars on his leg from the surgery and all of what
True.
happened for the truck.
Oh
So
yeah,
you
that
got
too.
the knee brace and then the socks pulled up. I'm thinking that's covering up so they don't have to come up with what the like any kind of prosthetics or any kind of scarring for his leg for that.
That's true. I also know
That
he has a
makes
billion
sense.
tattoos, so they were like, ah, why bother?
Probably.
Because
I
I
think
know he
back
has
when,
several there.
well, yeah, and also back when the season first premiered, when he took over the Instagram, someone asked him a question about like, oh, does the makeup artist get upset when you come back and do tattoos? And he's like, she's paid by the hour. She loves it. But when,
Yeah.
you know, you're
Right.
playing basketball and are sweating all over the place.
Yeah, that too.
Though
There's so many things.
I can't really say that now because I literally just realized the scene where he's doing lifting the weights in this episode, he's wearing shorts too.
Huh.
So and they don't obviously have scars on that one. So never mind. It's probably not that.
Yeah.
But the brace makes sense in the context though, because if
Yeah.
he's had like a weak leg before doing a physical activity like basketball. And he
Yeah.
could have just been having a bad day too. Like, need a little
I
extra.
keep
Right.
watching that video. It keeps popping up on my feed of Lou, Ryan, and Oliver. Like, this is them
Oh,
pr
yes.
before and after the game. And I think Lou was
I go
like,
back and watch that shamelessly.
yeah, that's hilarious. It's like Eddie or Ryan's like, you know, my fingers hurt. I can't feel my face. And then Oliver's like, my knee hurts. My leg hurts. My, you know, he goes on. And then Lou's like, I'm going to go home and take a bath.
I know.
Yeah, I was like,
Relatable.
this is what y'all happen when you hit 40. I'm just saying. You might have to do that.
Yeah, but then like during the game, dear Evan Buckley gets a little aggressive and him and Eddie collide and we hear Eddie's like whatever snap. You hear a pop basically and Buck's face is just like, oh shit, and Chim runs over there and he's like, it's most likely a tip fib fracture
Right. I love how he's
and
running. Come on, let the real paramedic come because most of these guys are
yeah.
firefighters.
And that's
He's like,
relatable.
and now I'm not just here to enjoy, I'm also now useful. Okay.
Right.
And Buck says how he can go get his Jeep and Tommy's like, oh, my car's closer. I drove him here. I'll drive him to the urgent care by his house. And it's just like, okay.
And I
Oh,
love what Chim
okay.
says.
Yeah, Tim looks at Buck and he's like, you bucked up, didn't you?
You bucked that up, didn't
Oh
you?
my
And I was
God.
like,
Yeah.
since when has Buck become at the F word?
Since forever, I feel like.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like it's been said like that before, like you bucked up. I feel like that's been said before. I don't remember when, but I feel like it's been said before. And in this instance, it is most certainly correct. I'll be honest, I didn't really watch much of the basketball scene because I was getting such bad secondhand embarrassment from everything going on. So
Okay. Yeah.
I'll have to go back and watch it. Maybe it was, I don't know. Maybe now that I have a little detachment from it. But like first time through, I couldn't watch it. I was like, I just kind of like I skipped through it enough to like know when the injury happened because I knew there would be an injury. And that was about it. And then I watched the injury bit a little bit. But yeah, it was just like, oh, Buck. We know it was an accident, but like it was an avoidable accident. You did it because you were jealous.
Right.
Obviously, he never meant to
Yeah.
hurt Ed,
He
of
like
course.
didn't know what he was doing in a
Yeah.
sense. Like he kind of was like, oh, let me go all out. And then he like, you know, that happened. Like,
Didn't they just like trip over each other or something? Like I don't I didn't see it
essentially.
again. Like
Well, and I think it was partially that, but I also feel like Eddie was taunting him a little bit because Buck was obviously not doing well. And so Eddie, there was a little bit of taunting because Eddie was kind of like shaking his head and kind of teasing him and stuff. So I feel like there was a little
like good natured, of course,
good natured like, teasing banter going on. And
but like Buck wasn't going to take it well in this time, and Eddie was not taking a clue yet.
It's like when the little boy gets I don't know, like gets jealous or whatever, or likes a girl but doesn't know how to express it, and he pulls her hair or like biting, stuff like that. Like that's what it reminds me of.
There definitely there were definitely some abandonment issues and jealousy issues coming up from like childhood Buck in this. I feel like that's why he acted very childishly in this. Because it was coming from like childhood fears that continued into adulthood. You know, it still was not great, but he did not mean to hurt Eddie. He felt bad about it.
Yeah,
so I think that like I was kind of like a smack to the face of, oh shit, like I bucked up.
Right, exactly. So then Athena got like their surveillance and is talking to Harry about it, and like she's like, oh, you're only sorry you got caught, and he doesn't even deny it. He's like, yeah, you're right. And Athena mentions like, you know, like when you go out in the world, you are representing your community, and when you like react like that in situations, like you're kind of like essentially bringing your community down. Because then that's what people assume. And Harry, like, is like, well, I can't get angry. And Athena's like, yeah, you're human. You can get angry, but you can't, like, do stuff like this. And, like, you don't know. The man could have had a gun behind the counter and he could have shot you. And, like, it's not about, like, right or wrong. It's about, like, getting home alive. And, like, you're old enough to understand this now.
Right.
Because, like, the owner had been, he had pushed him first. He'd laid hands on him first. He'd been harassing Harry since Harry stepped into the store. But Harry was the one who punched him.
Yeah.
And it was like, the owner was trying to get him in trouble. But sadly, that's not what it's really going to be looked at.
Right. It's like when you get in a fight, like, it's always, like, if you're the one to throw the first punch, you're the one that's guilty.
No matter, I think in a couple of cases, you could plead, like, aggravation, but not much. It's still whoever, like, he was aggravated. And I don't know that I necessarily blame him for reacting, but sadly, it has consequences.
Right. And he needs to face the consequences instead of running away from them, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you gotta learn that the hard way.
Yeah. But I'm glad that Athena showed him the surveillance video. And so she's like, we have proof that what you're saying is true, that he did lay his hands on you first and was kind of aggressive towards you. But even though he did that, he shouldn't have reacted with a punch, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And then he just took off. So, yeah.
Right.
Like, it doesn't reflect well.
Yeah.
Right. And like, running will scream guilty.
Right. Yeah, and to him, like, this isn't real, watching what actually happened. But then now Athena, which she's such a good mom for this, she's like, well, now you have to face your consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to be there every step of the way, and she says that. And that's like, you know, I feel like my mom used to be a detective. And I think she may have told me once, I was either someone she knew from the job, or maybe someone she just knew, like, who used to be a friend, whose like son had been or child had been shoplifting, and she found, like, the mom had found like the stuff that her child had shoplifted and everything, and she turned her son, and she was in there, she was beside him the entire time, but she was like, I'm turning you into the law because you need to face consequences, but I will be there with you. I don't remember the exact story because this was a long time ago I was told this, but it was something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very similar to what Athena's doing here. And I think that's a good way of handling it. Because, like, it's a tricky situation to navigate, especially when you're a cop.
Yeah. Right. Especially since, like, you can't just, like, bail your kids out all the time.
Right.
Like,
they have to face consequences. Not,
yeah. They got to learn eventually, because it's always the kids that get bailed out by their parents over and over that just never learn, and they just keep getting into trouble, and then they're in their like 20s and they're still making the same dumb mistakes.
And they get worse. High and drunk guy that's refusing medical care, and they Suddenly it's the councilwoman and they're trying to use their parents' position to get them out of trouble. Gee, where did we see that? Oh, that was this season.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah,
I don't know, I'm getting a little bit of deja vu.
But it's unfortunately it's true. You know, and people will often, young kids and kids will often try to use their parents' position to you know, get them out of things. But on the solid parents that were like, yeah, no, we're not going to get you out of this mess. You know, you made this bed, you're going to lie in it. We'll be there with you and we'll help you, but we're not going to like let you get out of this.
Well, kids also learn behavior. So if kids are expecting that their parents' position is going to get them out of something, it's likely because the parents have used their position to get their way before.
Right.
Kids don't just stumble across that out of their own whimsy. That's something they figure out themselves. Or they watch. It's a nurture thing. And so, you know, they're kind of set up for failure. So you got to teach your kids that you can't get away with that. And by that, you also need to not be using your position for that kind of thing to begin with. So it's a kind of a loop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is. So then we get Buck talking to Maddie at the call center. And I love how we're getting Buck and Maddie. I know we get like her, them talking like every like few episodes, but also feels like forever. So it's nice. So it's just like Eddie just has like a bad sprain and he'll only be out like a few weeks or something. And Maddie's asking if he's okay. And Buck says how he hasn't really talked to him yet. And Maddie's like, at all. And Buck just doesn't know if he wants to hear from him. And Maddie's like, it was an accident. Eddie knows it wasn't on purpose. And Buck's face says it all. And Maddie's like, you didn't mean to hurt him, did you? And Buck's like, I don't know. I was pissed, you know, seeing Eddie and Tommy being such good friends after only 2 weeks. And Buck felt left out and he was trying to get his attention. And Maddie reminds him that there are better ways to get someone's attention. Like, you know, clear your throat, tap them on the shoulder. You don't hurt them. And Buck knows and he feels awful. And Maddie walks away and she's like, don't do it again. Such a mom. Don't do it again. And Maddie knows, like,
I feel like she's coming from, you know, with, you know, Doug. Like, her abuse background is definitely part of that too, I think, is what her response.
I don't know. I don't like compare that just because it's a lot different. This wasn't anything like that. I feel I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily think it's coming from that position, but I definitely think, you know, because Maddie is a few years older than Buck.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when like the next little section of the scene happens. Like, she's been through stuff like this before. She's learned some of these lessons before about jealousy, about having to let go a little bit. And so maybe that's playing into it. But also, I think just in general, I don't know. I think she's just kind of listening from maybe like a further back perspective, just like when they were kids. Like, maybe I'm just understanding where he's coming from and being like, oh, another way our parents effed you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my read.
Yeah, I kind of get that. And like, Maddie's like, I know how you feel, and how she had a friend, Sarah, when she was 14. They were inseparable until another Sarah moved onto the block, and then they were inseparable, and Maddie got jealous. So she did anything that a 14-year-old girl knew, which was to dye her hair. And tried to convince her parents to change her name. And Buck's like, then you would be Sarah B. And Maddie's like, I was going to change both names. And she's like, the point is, it was a mistake. And all I did was make myself look desperate and push them farther away. And Buck needs to just, like, say how he feels, like anybody does. Like, you're not going to get what you want unless you communicate it.
Right.
Which I know is hard, but you just gotta speak your mind, not show your mind, I guess.
And I love that they did like this kind of talk too, because I think this honestly hit on something that is sort of just a coming of age thing. I feel like every person has gone through something along these lines before.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, for
Breakdown
sure.
of friendships, thinking you have to change yourself, definitely being jealous of friends. I've been jealous of friends. I still get jealous of friends on occasion, so far less now, more secure in myself. But it happens. That's just,
Yeah.
that's part of life.
It's human
It's
nature.
jealousy is an ugly emotion, but it is a valid emotion. That's how I view it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun, but
Right.
it's valid.
Yeah. And I think, Puck and Eddie have been close for quite some time. And that all of a sudden that friend you've been super, super close with all of a sudden has a new friend that has interests and similar interests. And it's like, oh, what, well, how can I compete with that? And of course, Eddie has brought a, Buck into his family, like in so many ways. And so I can understand Buck's position of feeling jealous that, well, Tommy's getting to spend time with Chris and Tommy's getting to spend time with Eddie and, Buck isn't around as much, but it is obvious. I mean, even, we'll talk about it here in a few scenes, but as a kid, he's excited. Oh, Dad's got a new friend that flies a helicopter. That's really cool.
That's
The newness.
cool to a 13-year-old
Yeah,
boy.
exactly. Like, kids
It's
love
cool to a
monster trucks.
22-year-old girl. Like, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Right? Yeah,
That's
like totally.
cool.
So I feel like Buck was, I don't justify what Buck did, but, and I also want to say that this was a part of a scene that Jennifer Love Hewitt kind of dropped. She shared a little bit of this, she's of the
Yeah,
script.
but everybody thought it was about Chris,
Yes,
not
everybody
about
thought
Buck
for
and
some reason.
Eddie.
Yeah, everybody thought it was Chris
Yeah.
related and not Buck and Eddie. Well, because we saw the scene of Buck
She didn't
sitting on the
show
bed with
enough
Chris,
for it to be too spoiled,
right?
is the thing.
Yeah, she showed enough for
Obviously,
the scene. Yeah,
no
so it
one.
was so but yeah, no, I really liked the scene and I liked her calling him out, and she's right. There are plenty of other ways to get Eddie's attention than just peacocking around and doing things he shouldn't be doing.
I was just thinking about it, and if we remember, so again, Eddie and Buck have been two peas in a pod since Eddie joined the 118. But if we remember when Eddie joined the 118, he was a very different place in his life.
He
The
was
118 didn't even know that he had a kid till the earthquake, which
right.
probably was not all that long, but I've always felt like it was maybe a week, a couple weeks, or something like that. Like that, at least a
Yeah.
couple shifts into knowing each other.
Right.
And I'm not sure of the exact timeline, but he wasn't super forthcoming about it. And Eddie was very, private and very reserved and everything. I feel like he still is, but he's more open about it now. So
Right.
maybe Buck's like, oh, I kind of like wormed my way into his family. Like I fought for my place there. And Eddie just, Tommy just like slid in. Like he naturally fell.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he might feel a little displaced by that too. Never mind that this
Yeah,
is
for sure.
two very different points in Eddie's life.
But yeah, Buck just has to remember that regardless, he's in Eddie's will. That's a pretty deep relationship. That's not going to change
Yeah.
anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, just remember that. That's
Yeah.
what I gotta say.
Yeah.
So then Athena takes Harry to the station, and they're talking with the captain, and she says how they're not interested of extraditing the case for just a misdemeanor assault. So Harry just has to do 100 hours of community service under with Athena's essentially with her signing off on it. And I love this little scene because it's the captain says how much of a good cop Athena is, and Harry goes, and a good mom.
Mom's really good.
So yeah, that was good.
Because I think, because
Yeah.
it, we obviously, a couple of seasons ago, we got May going through her struggles with her mom being a cop.
Right.
And so we knew it was going to come with Harry. And so we've got it now with Harry. And I liked how they did this. I like that, the cap. Athena's boss, a captain, she's like, we talked to the police and they're not going to extradite him back to Florida just for this, but they agree that he needs to stay with Athena and that he's going to oversee all this stuff because, apparently the household situation he had in Florida was not stable. We don't know what Michael is doing. We don't know if he's still with David. So you know,
yeah,
Thea and Bobby have a bit more of a stable household, I guess. And that's probably a wiser idea right now for him.
Yeah. And nothing else I can imagine with both of their jobs. They're maybe, you know, they're traveling a little bit more.
That's what I was thinking. Going in and out
of Haiti. Like, you know, it could be that they're both, like, it's perfectly happy. Like, it's a good, it is, like, a good domestic situation. Like, everything's fine with them, but they're just not home enough for a 15-year-old boy.
Right.
Or maybe able to be as present as they, like, as Harry needs. That's kind of how I figure. Also, I'm just going to say, it was so good to see Captain Maynard again. Yeah. I love her.
I do too.
I love how much she supports Athena.
I know, because she's been there for like everything.
Yeah, really has.
Yeah. But then we get our final scene.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's not even go there yet. Let's not get too excited.
The way all of us just went, oh my.
I'm like, okay, calm down. Let's not get too excited just yet. So Tommy comes to talk to Buck and. Tommy sees Buck's place and is like, maybe I'm working at the wrong station.
Right.
Just maybe.
That's a callback to when the fact he wanted the 118.
I know, right? But the 118 has changed a lot since Bobby took over. So I think
it's evolved. Yeah. It's definitely evolved. Yeah. Even since like Eddie joined and that stuff. It's evolved so much. And Tommy, you know, he came over because he wanted to clear the air. He didn't want to do it over phone or text.
Which is a good idea.
It's always a good idea, especially when you have conversations like this. And Buck's like, clear the air about what? And Tommy realizes he's been causing some bad blood between Eddie and Buck, and that was never his intention. Buck says, there's no bad blood. And Tommy is like, Evan. Okay, so I gotta mention the amount of times this man calls him Evan instead of Buck is just like, wow. I like that.
I honestly really like it.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm like,
okay, I have things to say. So I did notice Tommy calls Chim Howie.
Because he met Chim when Chim was going by Howie.
Right. And so I feel like, because oftentimes not everybody calls guys by their nicknames, I think he's just always been in the habit of calling people by their first name, regardless of what their nickname is at the station. But I feel like for Eddie, when he calls Buck Evan, it's when he's trying to get him to like connect. This is more of a soft, like, so like, I'm not getting super excited, but I do like that he's acknowledging and using his first name. I like his name. It's I think very Evan's different. A cool name. That's four letters, like mine.
They're very different uses, as you were just saying. I think that's a really good point. And I want them to say different like that. Yeah. I like that Tommy uses Evan in a more like casual way, because when Eddie says it, it's just very impactful. Like, you know, he's so serious. But I kind of like the idea that maybe, like, you know, because of what's happening later in the scene, there's like now maybe a little bit more of a new start to the word Evan, like to the name Evan, and what it means for Buck. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I that's how I interpret it.
Yeah, I think it's cool, like, just to think of him as Evan and not as Buck.
And
I'm like, the baby's growing up.
Yes.
And Buck's like, really, like, no bad blood, just bad behavior, and that's on my part. And
good Tommy, for Buck and owning it.
Yeah.
Can I say how proud I am of this man? He's come so far.
I am proud of him. Yes.
Yes.
I am so proud of him.
I know. Tommy and Eddie didn't do anything wrong, Buck's saying, and them as buddies makes perfect sense. Okay. Just putting the word buddy in there. Just like,
what? Oh my gosh.
Not I know, right? That,
but also like, I'm sorry.
Could you? There's like a lot of other words we could have used. You just had to throw that in there. Just saying, you know.
I think ABC is just like universally just cackling in their like room, like stirring the pot deliberately. they're having so much fun, and honestly, that is a sleigh of theirs. But
yeah,
like,
it is.
They are.
And Tommy's like, yeah, we do. And Tommy's like, you know, he can have more than one friend, right? And Buck's like, yes, I do know that. And Tommy says how he can't replace Buck. Chris would absolutely have something to say about that. That kid cannot shut up about Buck. And Buck's like, really? And I'm like, Buck, are you really that surprised?
He was so like, you could tell he was like happy when he
Happy.
heard that.
Yeah,
Because this
relieved. He
obviously
was
Chris is gonna
scared.
talk about the one that's not there too. Like, of course he's gonna talk about Buck to Tommy and Tommy to Buck. And to Chris, that doesn't mean anything. But
And
Buck
Buck's
was
like,
afraid of being replaced.
yeah, and Buck's like, really? And Tommy's like, really? It's like, yeah, that's his bonus dad there, you know? And Buck is like, I guess Eddie is pretty pissed, huh? And Tommy says how, like, actually Eddie feels like bad about like how think about all this, and he's not pissed. Like, he feel they both feel bad. Tommy and Eddie both feel bad, and they didn't mean to like exclude him. And Eddie and Tommy hanging out wasn't about Buck, which I feel like sometimes when there's a third wheel, you kind of forget that like not everything is about you. That like not everything is connected, which when you're in it, it's also hard to understand sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
And Buck says how that's usually his problem. He gets pretty jealous. And I'm like, huh, do you now?
And of course, please, please, please note that during this entire conversation, they are inching closer to each other.
Very, very
Very
slowly.
slow. Very
The
slow.
staging
It
of the scene was so good. was, excuse. Tommy says how he's not the only one. Tommy was super jealous, and Buck's like, you over what? And Tommy says, all of you, the 118, and how it's become like a family over there. I mean, they all were willing to put everything on the line for one another. Tommy wanted to be a part of that, and Buck's like, you were, and you did. You made fake mouth static at the fire chief. And Tommy says how he's renowned.
This is fake mouth static. And
Right.
Buck's like, it wasn't that great. I just loved
Well, and I
that.
think, there we go.
And I think Tommy is just, I get it, because Tommy was with the 118, but in a different era of the 118. And so
We also
he's
have to remember that the old captain was absolutely awful.
So
Like,
having
the one
Bobby
that,
there,
like, Bo Tommy was there when Bobby was there, but not like this era necessarily. And so, like, I think he was just trying to imagine like the 118 putting everything on the line, and the 118 he was part of would not have done that. They would not have stolen a copter and gone out into the middle of the Pacific Ocean to look for their captain who might be missing.
Well, even when Bobby first showed up, like they were like, oh, I bet this one won't stay that long, because they had scared off so many people after that one captain basically got
Was
fired or
ousted.
whatever. So like it's, yeah, a lot of things have changed. And yeah, Buck says how like how it wasn't great, and Tommy's like, come on, like, hey, about the fake mouth static. And Buck says
He
how,
looks so offended.
I know he does. And Buck's like, it wasn't convincing, but you did it anyway. You threw in with us with no hesitation. And Buck thought, like, wow, that guy is really cool. I like that guy. And that's why Buck called and asked for the tour. It wasn't about Buck maybe leaving the 118. Buck wanted to get to know Tommy. And Tommy's like, yeah. And Buck's like, yeah. And then Tommy left with Eddie, which, listen, you don't have to tell me how great Eddie is. I knew that after working with him just one day. Of course, you want to hang out with Eddie. Plus, I don't know Muay Thai. And Tommy says, like, I could teach you. And Buck's like, okay, is that going to be after flying lessons? And Tommy's like, probably not the same day. And Buck's like, good. And Buck says, like, trying to get Tommy's attention has been exhausting. And Tommy's like, my attention. And Buck is like, I guess so. I mean, I didn't maim my best friend. My sister says there are better ways to get someone's attention. And then Tommy kisses Buck. They kiss, and I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? I know, I'm so
And then
lost.
Buck is leading into the kiss.
I wasn't
Oh my god,
expecting
they're kissing.
that. I wasn't expecting this. I
I'm
was like
bro, I, the
shocked. I
scream
was
I
shocked.
scrapped. The
I was
scream I
excited about
scrapped.
it, but like I didn't expect that because I remember last episode, I was like, guys, Tommy is straight. Like, why do you think every male? And I was like,
I
I
know. To
was
be
so
fair,
wrong.
we do say that about every character who comes to the show. So we weren't wrong, except this time we were.
It was just like I didn't expect, well, in a million years, I never expected it like to even
Right.
get that. And my thought, I'm just like, I have so many thoughts, which obviously we can talk about
Oh,
after
we're
we get
all
through
gonna
all
talk
this.
about this.
Yeah, and I'm gonna share my theory.
Yeah,
Yeah, I have so many
I
theories.
so yeah, that happened. And I love Tommy like being like that. And Buck's like, yeah, that works. And Tommy asks if it was okay. And Buck's like, it was better than fake mouth static. And you're just like, oh.
He's like in so much shock. He's just looking at Tommy
Yeah.
like honestly, you should have had a whole new world playing in the background behind them, because he's happy.
Right.
Only could they could legally do that.
Yeah, right.
And then Tommy says like, oh, I have a shift, but ask Buck if he's doing anything Saturday. And Buck says, oh, I don't have anything going on. And Tommy's like, you owe me a beer. And Buck is free, so it's a date, baby's first gay date. That's what I kept saying.
Yes. Oh
Yay!
my
He's
God.
growing up. And then
I'm so proud. What?
And I love how Tommy was like, you know, he had to go and he was talking about having a shift and he's like, and I came over in a car this time.
I
It's
know,
like as opposed to a helicopter.
I know, and then Tommy says to, for God's sakes, just call Eddie. And now would be a good time because he's on pain pills. And I'm just like, that scene, like I could watch that. I'm pretty sure the first time I watched it over and over. I'm like,
Oh yeah, me too.
everything.
Oh yeah.
I closed
Oh.
out of the episode and then I went back and went just straight back to that scene.
Yep. This
Because I
is
was like, what
abnormal.
just happened?
I'm like, in 4 episodes on ABC, we get confirmation that Buck isn't straight. I'm like,
I
it's
know,
taken how many
bye
seasons?
Buck.
Bye,
Bye
Buck.
bye.
Like, I
I'm
know they
so
haven't
happy for him.
confirmed it, but based on what I've heard Oliver say in a video or in interviews, Oliver had said that like we'll get more in the in episode 5, but basically that he sees Buck as identifying as bi. That's why I feel okay with saying that. I also like, I'm very, I not only do I want more from Buck, but I also want more from Tommy, because I kind of like headcanon him as possibly being pansexual, and I also kind of want that just for representation, because I
Right,
feel like
yeah, that
that's
would be
not represented
nice.
enough in TV. So I think that would
There's not
be
enough
nice.
other
Yeah.
multisexual labels represented,
Yeah.
just in
Right.
general. Like, I mean, speaking as someone who is multisexual, not bisexual, identifies omni, and like the bi is the only like multisexual term ever really used. Even pan is used sometimes, but not enough, and basically
Very
no other
little,
term
yeah.
is. And it's like, honestly, I would be so happy if just like if just some pan representation happened, because
Right.
please.
Well, and we even had a little bit of a hint of something because in episode or not in this episode when Tommy was talking to Buck at the helicopter, and Buck was saying something about, yeah, I realized that dating people on scenes is probably not a good idea. And I think he'd said something about it, talking about there was never a mention of a gender for his
Yeah.
previous relationship. So
I
there was
didn't really
some,
clue into that until I was
yeah.
watching it the second time. Well, I was not getting the vibes. Like, everyone, like Tommy came on the season, and then I was not getting the vibes. There were no vibes there. But then I rewatched this episode, after knowing everything, obviously, and I'm like, okay, that scene, I'm getting the vibes. I'm getting the vibes. I don't
Here's
know
the
what the
thing. If you
vibes
look at
are,
that
but I'm getting
copter
the vibes.
scene, if you look at the scene where he's taking the tour of the hangar, I did see a GIF, and Eddie, not Tommy, is very clearly checking out Buck's ass at one point.
I
Very,
didn't blame him
very
there.
clearly.
Have y'all looked at Oliver and Ryan, thank you very much.
Oh, oh yeah, I check out the episodes. Let's be honest. Like,
we have some good looking men and women in 911.
Oh, yes.
Agreed.
I'm not just
agreed.
Talking about 911. I'm talking about Lone Star 2. We have some great looking.
Oh, and speaking of Lone Star, I think it's hilarious. Ronan posted a screenshot of TK and Buck from the crossover episode saying, like, see, TK's known all along.
I saw that, oh but I kind gosh. Of disregard anything he posts nowadays.
But it is a fair point, because that has been brought up so much on social media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My God. Thank you, ABC. I just have to say that. Thank you, ABC.
I know. ABC. I just made a video. It was like, I don't know, I have to show it to you guys later, but it was basically saying, like, it's like Fox being like, how did you do this? And ABC's like, because we listen to our fans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I just say it as going, ABC just says to Fox, well, I'm gonna be a bitch. Four episodes in, and they just do what you cannot do in six seasons.
Right.
I don't know. I love, and I'm also like, I know a lot of people said this, but like a lot of people in this episode aired, they're like, okay, I ship it, and I like low-key ship it for like a lot of reasons, but the main reasons is I kind of, and I think we might have talked about this in previous seasons, like if we were going to get like bye buck or whatever they were going to give us, that wise, like I think we always said that we would like, you know, Buck or whoever it was to not to get Buddy right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I definitely think it's important for like them to have like their own past and then hopefully eventually get together. Right. And I think it's important for like Buck to have like not even just like a boyfriend before Eddie, but like just, you know, like date men before that, whatever that means for him.
Right. Well, and I feel like, you know, I have a lot of thoughts for the final. And I first thought the episode was amazing. That was one of the, it's so great. And I know the whole episode's Buck is kind of Buck-centric, which we, you know, kind of knew from the title.
Yeah.
And so I want to say something about it. I'm just going to say, y'all need to, all you fans who are dropping like flies because you don't like this being a gay show, you need to just, if you've been watching it since the beginning, like we have, hello, the entire first season was all about Athena's husband of 20 some odd years deciding he was gay and coming out, and that whole drama along with Ken and Karen have been married since the beginning of the series. So if you guys don't want to talk about it, and we've had Josh, so four characters in the community since the beginning of the show, so don't go saying it's related to that because y'all are hypocrites. I'm just saying, it's really bothers me.
It does bother me, but I also know that these are like middle-aged women that like have no jobs and have no time on their hands. They're literally saying this, and middle-aged men, because I have seen some comments, and I'm just saying, you guys, like, if you're a homophobe, just leave. Also, like, you are not the demographic of this show. You are not what the show is trying, like, the show is trying to target. You are not their audience. You're watching the wrong show.
And I am so proud of Oliver and the way he called people out the other day.
Go off game.
He called them out, and I love him.
Oh, I was so happy. He's like, because he's had nothing but positive stuff, but there's always those negative too. And he's like, if you're one of the smaller group people commenting on my post about how this has ruined the show, I would also, he's like, I'm going to tell you, I don't care. And he's like, you're not required to announce your exit from the show. Like, he's like, just go. I was like, go, Oliver.
Yes.
My Oliver would make me love Buck more.
Yes.
My
because he loves Buck.
Right. He loves Buck. His love.
Or he wouldn't be playing him for as long as he has.
I know most actors, like, after a couple seasons, we're like, I'm done. But, like, we're still going, and we're going strong. My thing is that, like, people on social media, I think I might have saw this on Facebook, they're like, what, now Buck's gay? And I'm like, actually, he's bi. Thank you very much.
Right.
There's a huge difference. I can't stand that.
I get so annoyed. And here's the thing. I will use, I have and will continue to use gay as a general term to describe just like anyone in the community. It's an old term. It has been around for a very long time. It has never been a slur. Or, well, I guess people have tried to use a slur before, but it's always been an all-encompassing word. However, calling Buck gay in I think calling Buck gay in really any way other than to just like be like to use it as interchangeable with LGBTQ
Right.
completely erases. Like that's by erasure.
It's
There's been a lot of
invalidating
suffering.
him too.
Right.
Yeah. There's always been an issue within the community as well
Oh
with bi
yeah.
erasure, with multisexual erasure. Because they're like, oh, you can still like some of the opposite sex as well. You're not valid. Excuse me. F you. I love women. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You all don't know how much I love, but I also love men. I love anyone else who describes themselves as anything. I love any gender. F off.
Right.
That's coming from myself and any other multisexual person out there. F off. Our identities are our own business, and we can identify however we want, and we identify within the community. So shush. So it's like I get so impassioned over that,
I
but
know.
as someone who is in that part of the community, it's yeah. So everyone, I love Oliver for standing up for Buck, and also in a way saying like kind of what needs just he needs he said what needs to be said. And also, if you're a fan who is dropping like fly because like. Oh, he likes men. Oh, you can't crush on him anymore? That's too damn bad.
That's like apples and oranges. I'm like, seriously. Anyways, yeah, no, I, you know, Katie, you kind of touched on, I think it was Katie, I think it was you touched on about whole, like, because we've talked about it in the past, like, we wanted it's a buddy to take their time. And I feel like Buck of the two, Buck is definitely the one that kind of has, I think, is going to be further along in the process versus Eddie. And I feel like it's going to take a little bit more time, but I think there are times when people are just attracted to people. It doesn't matter the gender. And it doesn't matter, you know, so something could happen. You know, we're going to talk about the promo and we'll have more episodes to come. And this is not something that's going away. This isn't going to be just mentioned once and then just glossed over for the rest of the series. Like, this will be Buck for the rest of this, you know, series, as in like season and series, you know.
I also do want to say, because I feel like this is not said enough, when people come out, so I came out. And technically, I realized I was queer and came out very quickly, in stages to people, but I was pretty open about it originally. A lot of people realize they're queer during puberty or earlier or sometime in high school. I realized I was queer at 19. And so that is still, like, objectively, that's still young, but that's still regarded as very late by the community. So, you know, Buck realizing he's bi at 30 is technically old, considered by the
It's
community.
true.
But it's also important to realize that sexuality and romantic attraction, they are fluid. They change. I was not, as a teenager, attracted to women. I was not,
Right.
as a young person. Maybe that was partially because of my upbringing. I believed it was wrong up until midway through my teen years, because that's how I grew up. Maybe that had to do with that. I don't know. But I can confidently say at some point I was, in fact, straight. I can also very confidently say right now I most certainly am not. So it's like maybe at one, it's not that Buck now has to be like, oh, I was gay all along, or not gay all along, but I was bi all along, or I always like men. No, that doesn't have to be that. He can just realize that he likes men now, and that's okay. I feel like it's not talked enough. I wanted to put that out there. It's always been a fluid thing. It changes, and this does not invalidate anything in any way. So that is my little tidbit out there.
Yeah, I have so many thoughts, and even days later,
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
I'm
I'm
still
on cloud
recovering,
nine.
still like learning, I guess, new things or seeing new things in the episode, having so many thoughts. And I've never been so excited to look at a fan fiction tag for Tommy and
Oh
Buck,
my goodness.
because
Yes.
I'm like, now that like we got that, I am kind of like excited. Like, I know a lot of fans like have said like, oh, I haven't been this excited in 9-1 in a really long time. Like,
Like,
so
this
I
is fresh. This is new.
yes.
Right. And I feel like, you know, I think I even said it to you guys. I was like, you know, yes, I'm a buddy shipper. We all know this, but I'm okay with this for now. I don't know if Tommy and Buck are going to be endgame. I'm confident that Eddie and Buck are going to be endgame. That's just my
Oh,
personal
I
headcanon.
agree.
And I feel like Buck needs some time to explore sexuality. And if that's what it is, then, you know, he'll have that. And then you know, he'll kind of open up a little bit more and feel more like himself and start feeling comfortable in who he is. And that may encourage Eddie to do the same thing. And then Eddie may come around to it soon. I mean, that's what my hope is. And I'll share after the next step, like after we talk about the promo. I do have a theory I want to share, but I'm going to share it because I'm like, this is my theory, and I'm scared.
I know, I've seen so many theories, and I'm like, oh my god, this is terrifying. But
you know,
do we have fan thoughts?
Oh, we have a few. We have a few. I've heard so much from so many different people, but I kind of had a feeling something was going to go down as soon as Tommy showed up at Buck's loft. Absolutely love the episode. Can't wait to hear what you all think of it. I absolutely loved it. I didn't love the Harry storyline in this episode and how short-lived it was, but Buck's storyline was masterful, and I hope they carry with this storyline for a long time. Oh, they for sure will.
Oh, yeah.
There might be a chance of Buck and Eddie. I think we all kind of know that now. I think that was the main thing. It was like, oh, shit, this happened. Like, okay, yeah, we're finally getting this, like, after wanting it for such
it's
a long
like that
time.
GIF, oh my god, it's happening, and the guy from, I think it's from The Office, running around like, it's happening, it's happening.
I know.
Oh yeah, that was a whole fan collectively, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. And somebody was asking me, like, oh, have you gotten like DMs from people, like, give or like stating your opinion? Well, if anybody had anything bad to say about in my DMs, I would have probably just blocked them. So I'm glad nobody said anything to me. But yeah, that was it for that. So the promo, and I'm so excited for this. Buck and Tommy go on a date. They never like
oh
confirm
my
if it's
god
a date, but we know it's a date because Buck's like says how this was great. Like, he's talking about how great it was, and Tommy says how Buck is a little tense, and Buck says how this is his first date, and he goes with a dude. Like, with a dude. The way he said dude.
Date with a dude.
Dude.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I'm not weirded out. And I'm like, okay, Buck. And then
Tommy's kind of like, yep, okay.
And I'm not gonna lie, like, it might have just been because I had a lot going on when these episodes were released. But I'm not gonna lie, when I watched the episode and then I watched the promo, I was like, wait, is that Tommy? Like, I couldn't connect things. So
no.
I'm not gonna lie, that's where my brain was at. And then Eddie sees Tommy, and he just sees Tommy and is like, Tommy, hey. And then he sees Buck, and then he's like, Buck, you two guys are getting together. So that happened. And then
right,
it's like,
okay,
no,
y'all,
don't.
I have seen so much about, you know, Buck had like a gun held on him at one point, and he looked less terrified than he did when Eddie came up to him.
That's like a
whole
new version of terrified.
Someone put a photo of him when Eddie comes up next to a photo of him seeing the tsunami approaching and Gar going, these are the same faces. He is terrified.
Right. Well, did Which he like, say together, or are you guys just here hanging out or something like that? It didn't,
no.
What Eddie
it was,
said to me
it
didn't
was,
give off a vibe of like a date. Like, it was more
no,
just, oh, you guys are
he
here?
Had no clue. He just said,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you, Buck, you guys are getting together. Like, you're hanging out.
Yeah.
Together.
But like, obviously, you know, Buck is exploring this right now.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious he hasn't told anybody, or at least he certainly hasn't told Eddie. And listen, it is not nice to be outed before you're ready. So I think in a way he was probably like, oh shit. Because everyone wants to come out on their own terms. Whether it's people find out as they find out, or they want to come out very specifically. People
everyone
always want to
deserves
come out
to come out on their own. Terms.
I don't like the Marisol's with Eddie either, because
I don't like Marisol's still there.
Because she's like that. I don't mean to blame the character, but I also am like, can we just, how is she not fired from the show already? Because she literally posted transphobic things literally after the finale aired last year. She's been continuously homophobic. And I don't care if like fans are like saying they want body to you. You have to have some sort of professionalism and not be a complete asshole as a human.
Yeah.
And listen, let's I definitely agree. Now, on one side of things, fans have been notoriously awful to the actresses of female love interests.
Yeah.
However, two wrongs don't make a right, so to speak. Like, yes,
right.
I'm sure they're being absolutely awful in her comments and in her DMs. However, that does don't interact with fans.
Like,
at that point, just
she's
don't
definitely
interact.
Eating it up, because some people that watch the show, I won't even go there to call them fans, are like almost like floating her ego, and I'm just like, no, let's not go there.
Well,
she's not a significant character. She's shown up in what, two scenes so far in the season?
Yeah.
Like, she's not a significant character. She's barely mentioned.
Well, and I think the
Yeah.
promo
I still
for
want her gone. I don't care. And I'm pretty sure in the next episode they're figuring things out. So that is
that's what I saw,
calming.
so.
And whether if it
Either they're
happens next
moving in together
episode.
or they're breaking up. Those are my two ideas with that one.
They're getting somewhere, and I hope it's in the direction we're all wanting. And
Get her
then,
gone, please.
please, thank you. And then this guy is a like giving a talk or whatever on stage or whatever, and he can't control his hands. He's like involved, involuntary hitting himself, and I'm like, I don't really care about this, but also like, it's like I care about everything else in the problem besides
Yeah, and then
that.
like the guy, like his problem is like it's, I don't know, a nervous tic or whatever, and he like all of a sudden like they're trying to help him, and like he his hand turns and like it all of a sudden he starts choking back. So I'm like, I'm curious what they're gonna do with that.
Oh, now as usual, I have never seen. I don't watch the
You
promos,
haven't watched the
so
promos. Yeah.
so that's the oh I just gave was because I was like, oh, I was not
Yeah.
expecting that. I
That's
kind
what
of like that because then you're surprised all the time.
I know, I love it.
Honestly, I am living for the fact that you guys are telling me what's going to happen. I'm like, okay, I'm not even watching this. I'm just for the strength of you guys.
There are definitely
Yeah.
shows where I do that with, but these are not the shows that I choose to do that with.
Yeah. Like, if I stumble across the promo or something, I'll watch it. But again, I'm not on a, like, social media all that much. At least not where I'm going to get the promos. So I'm like, okay. I'll just like Katie and EJ tell me.
Yeah,
Okay,
this is
so
honestly the first season of 911 where I've actually wanted to be involved in like everything, so that's kind of
yeah,
how
this
I
is the first time in a
am.
while I've been so excited.
Right.
Yeah, me too. There's been a little bit of a lackluster few seasons the last few, so.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Okay, so let me share this kind of it's very jumbled. I'm gonna kind of read what I typed. I think I sent it to Katie first and then I sent it to the group. I said, so yes, of course, I'm a buddy shipper and I do believe they're endgame, but I'm actually glad Buck had the realization first. I feel like between their personalities of Buck and Eddie, it makes sense for it to be Buck first. I think starting some sort of relationship between Buck and Tommy will definitely help Buddy because it will give Buck the chance to have a relationship with a guy and maybe reevaluate some of his other relationships, hopefully. And realize how much he does care for Eddie. I think it will also give Eddie an opportunity to see his best friend exploring his newfound sexuality. And Eddie will realize through that he might not just be straight and he might have feelings for Buck that is deeper than best friends and family. So obviously we know they're best friends or family. And I think it's a great start and I'm excited to see where they're taking this. My theory though, and my concern is we've been having a lot of flashbacks to season one and two. And it's like I thought of it this a couple of days ago, and I said my only concern is that since we've been having a lot of repeats and like flashbacks and like callbacks to stuff, like I'm concerned that something is going to happen to Tommy towards the end of
What do
this
you
season,
mean?
like a helicopter crash or something
Yeah.
where Buck has to choose between Buck and Eddie or Tommy and Eddie, or there's something going on, and then there's going to be this parallel of Buck losing Tommy like Eddie lost Shannon. Which would then obviously bring Eddie and Buck closer because of the mutual loss they've now experienced, but it could also jumpstart a relationship with them. So I was like,
I don't even want to go there.
yeah, no. But I was like, so
I
you heard it here first. That was my theory, and I'm kind of worried. I was like, because I don't want Buck to have to go through it, but I'm like, I don't know if they're gonna bring if they're bringing Lou in as a as an actual character for the rest of Lou. Who plays Tommy? I don't know if they're bringing him in for the rest of the season or what the plan is right now with him. So,
I mean,
no.
I'll talk because so I haven't necessarily said what I how, where I stand on everything yet. I just realized, and I am with both of you guys. I first of all, I'm going to remind listeners really quick because I feel like fandoms have kind of become a little away from this. It's okay to multi-ship.
Right, exactly.
It's okay to be a multi-shipper. I will forever be a buddy in game girl. However, I am kicking my feet and twirling my hair because I'm actually very happy about Buck and Tommy. I'm like, okay, yeah, Buddy might be my like OTP that will be the people I always root for, but I'm actually really happy for Buck and Tommy to have a relationship. Do I want Buddy to happen? Absolutely. But even if somehow, and I'm pretty sure it's already been said that like this is like a starter relationship, so it's not saying in game, but even if they did somehow become in game, I wouldn't even. Yeah, I'd be disappointed, but I would not be upset because of the actual relationship. And I'm happy. I'm kicking my feet. I'm twirling my hair. I am so excited. I like Tommy. I'm going back and I'm watching the Begins episode. I could probably do a whole solo episode just talking about what I think about Tommy, honestly. But I am so in. I'm so. I'm happy. I am very happy. I do have a couple of theories that do kind of go along with what EJ was saying. One of them, it occurred to me, very soon after I got over the shock and started evaluating the relationship. As EJ said, it's a very real possibility that the way Tommy exits the series is by being killed off. And I definitely think it's a possibility. I am afraid of it being a possibility because I don't want it to happen. That's going to emotionally destroy me. It'll emotionally destroy it because they would do that so aching.
I've seen it in other shows, and I just witnessed the show doing it in the last season that happened last year. And I'm like,
Oh.
I swear to God, if this happens, I will be so destroyed and so mad. I also, like, sort of don't know if I think that's going to happen just because we've gone so long with them not really killing off anybody. Why now?
But also, we've gone so long without killing off anybody. So it's even more possible in my mind. Like, I feel like there's
Yeah.
two things. In my mind, there are four options. They're either going to kill him off, they're going to, okay, I'm going to go to degrees of severity. Okay.
Oh my God.
There are four options. One that I don't think is likely at all is this is a sticking relationship. Like, this is going to be endgame. I don't think so,
I don't
but
agree either.
I
You're
will.
right. Yeah.
I will say it is a very slight possibility, but it is an option. Two, this actually is a very short relationship. Maybe they realize they're better off as friends. Maybe it's just experimental and it ends in like one or two episodes, if not serious. I'm not sure I think that's going to happen, but it is a possibility. It is a relationship and there is a heartbreaking breakup for some reason or other. Maybe possibly related to Buddy. Like, maybe Tommy was like, you guys are in love with each other. And I don't want to be in the way of that. Or
Very possible.
maybe there's something happens that I'm going to sob if that happens. But that is a possibility. And then there's Tommy dying. And I feel like those are the four options. And I know
So,
what two are going to hit me. And I don't want either of them to happen, but I know they're going to be the most compelling story versus.
know I hate when shows like this has happened in two shows that I've watched within the last couple years where they get you so attached to a couple and a character. And then they kill him off, and you're like, what the hell?
Yes. But I'm also like, I'm afraid of doing the whole, like, I'm afraid of them doing the whole, like, oh, they don't last very long at all. Like, it's not anything serious because it feels like something that's meant to be serious. Maybe it's just because this is how we learn Buck is bi, or maybe this is also because we also get a confirmation of at least where Tommy leans. He is also, they are both boy kissers.
Yeah.
Whether one is exclusively a boy kisser and the other
Right.
is bi, as in Buck is bi and Tommy's exclusively a boy kisser, or maybe they're both multisexual. Who
Yeah.
knows?
You
But they both
know?
like kissing boys.
Well,
It feels like it's meant to be more serious.
yeah, and to add on to what you said, I feel like oftentimes some people who are in the community, Tommy might not want, once he realizes this is Buck's first time with a guy, maybe he's like, I don't know if I'm ready to have a relationship with someone who's not even really out, like comfortable with that. Or, that's another option. And, or
Maybe.
as most of the fandom has dove in the buddy tag on AO3, it's mostly that Tommy realizes that Buck has major feelings for Eddie, is kind of where so Tommy kind of pulls away from both of them. And
Yeah, I could see that happening, but I've also seen that done before, so I'm like, are they really gonna go there?
Probably not, but I'm excited
Yeah,
to
I
see
don't
where it
know.
goes.
I'm
I'm
excited
also
and nervous now.
yeah.
And also, can I
Yeah.
just say I have seen this said, and I just want to reinforce this because this is very important. Can we acknowledge that Tommy was so patient and so gentle, and he checked in with Buck to make sure it was okay, and they didn't fall in bed together. He was treating him
Yes.
like something, very precious. They set up a date. He didn't just kiss and run. So far, he has been better than every single one of Buck's girlfriends combined, and they have kissed
Yes.
once.
Yep.
Like, I'm this is so I feel like this is so even if it like no matter how the relationship goes, I think this is going to be such a healing experience for Buck, because I feel like Tommy's a little bit older. I don't necessarily know that I think he's a decade older, but he's definitely at least, I want to say he's late 30s.
I do. He was at least born in the 80s, whether that's the end of the 80s or the mid.
But that,
I
yeah,
do get
I don't.
that.
Yeah.
What's Buck, like 30?
Lou Ferrigno Jr. is 39 years old, turning 40 this year. So it
Yeah,
is
he's my
perfectly
age.
plausible. Yeah, it's perfectly plausible that he is same age as, like, the character's same age as the actor.
Well,
I don't know.
there's.
I was watching the Begins episodes, and he's, I got the
Yeah.
impression he was like in his mid to late 20s. It's not been that long, but maybe he also just looked younger then. I don't know.
Well,
It,
I don't
it's
know.
it's hard because that was also a few years before.
Right. And what I was thinking, well, to be a pilot in the military, you have to usually go through 4 years of school to be an officer. Then you have to go through pilot school. So that's probably like 8 years right there of just getting all that stuff. So then he gets out of the military and then becomes a firefighter. So that's a couple of years. So I'm imagining before we even he comes to the 118 is probably a good, he's probably in his late 20s when that happens. And we don't know exactly how long he's been gone from the 118.
Fair. I would like it if they're able to confirm that. Maybe like confirm some sort of storyline with him, timeline, figure out what's happening there. I'm really hoping they delve into this. I want to hear what happened with him. Because back when he was at the 118, he was at the very least not out.
Right.
Maybe he didn't even know that he was queer in some way. So I'm like, I want to hear what happened in the meantime. I want to
For
know.
sure.
Though I do, I'm laughing because there was a joke made about him being gay in the Begin episode. And I'm like,
I'm gonna have to go back and watch those now.
We miss
And then
so
immediately,
much.
here's the thing. So I just watched this, right? I just watched this scene. The joke was made about him being gay, and then almost immediately he lashed out at someone else. Like, he took it as a joke, but then almost immediately, like, lashed out, like, directing the attention to someone else. So I'm like, me think it very positive, and no
Yeah.
wonder, because of who your teammates were at the time.
Well,
If he even realized it yet, who? I want to know.
And so if you want to chat more about all of this, I definitely, so I think we have a thing under our for the podcast under 911. I think we have a past and recurring characters section. So if you want to talk about Tommy, you should definitely come to the Discord and chat with us.
Yeah, please.
Yes,
Yes.
please.
Or there's other ones
Clearly,
like
we all have
911 and stuff.
thoughts.
Yes, because we could talk for hours, but we do want to wrap this up.
Yes, we do need
Anyway,
to.
so find us on Discord.
Yes, please. So yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us and listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're pretty much everywhere. You guys can follow us on our socials at 911LS Roundup on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. We also have our website. Be sure to check that out, 911lsroundup.com. And like we said, check out Discord server. That's also on our website, but also in the description of this podcast. You guys can follow me, Katie F. Olivetarlos, on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads.
You guys can follow me, Grace, at RonanRafa911 on Instagram, at SheepGirl31 on Twitter.
You can follow me, EJ, at EJ8302 on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, and pretty much everywhere on social media.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.